I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Amy Marks Corps, Chris Ranji on 104.1 FM KMOX. And I feel like there's a lot going on.
There's a pretty...
In the world.
There's a lot.
In politics.
Yeah.
Locally, nationally, internationally. It is happening all over. And to talk about it with us, White House correspondent for The Bulwark, Andrew Egger, who also you've probably seen before from The Dispatch and The Weekly Standard. He is with us now. And by the way, Andrew... A St. Louisan from this fine area.
A 314.
A 314. Andrew Egger with us on KMOX. How's it going, Andrew?
Hey, guys. I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
When's the last time you've been to St. Louis?
It's been a minute at this point, although I'm going to see my parents on vacation in Michigan in about a month. But yeah, maybe 6 months or a year since I've been in the 314 myself.
Well, you'll be in Michigan. It's like 6 hour drive. Just swing on by.
6 hours.
Yeah.
Seven.
Yeah. One of these days. One of these days. Next right. year in Jerusalem.
So what's been happening over the last, I guess, 72 hours or so with Iran and Israel? Would they have sort of been trading shots back and forth? And I think there's a lot of concern here from many people about us entering into a greater scale campaign and then maybe Americans getting involved there. With the way the president has spoken, I mean, how do you feel about the direction this is going?
Yeah, a lot of this it boils down right now to the kind of the personal psychology of the president, of Donald Trump, who has been, as you guys know, a voice for at some times more military restraint in terms of you know, getting embroiled in foreign conflicts abroad, but who also, you know, obviously has a very high opinion of American military power, you know, likes the idea of like being on the winning side in a conflict like this. Obviously has strong ties to Israel, sees Israel as a strong U.S. ally, which it is, and so a lot of people have been kind of waiting with bated breath to see which way he's going to go on this, because you know, at the same time, in kind of sidebar, the president has been deeply involved with nuclear negotiations, diplomacy with Iran. And so when Israel, you know, came out swinging against Iran over the weekend, the question was sort of, okay, does the president see this as a good thing? Does he see this as a bad thing? And he has kind of unequivocally come out, I think, a lot more strongly than a lot of people expected, certainly than I expected, sort of aggressively in favor of Israel's military action. He's echoing kind of all their rhetoric. He is still making sort of a diplomatic push toward Iran, but in a very belligerent, like, we're sort of with Israel on this kind of way, where he's essentially saying, look, guys, we're still here at the negotiating table. We're not planning on getting directly involved in this conflict yet, but we really want to see some concessions as far as the nuclear program is concerned. And in particular, he's not just looking for, like, small ball stuff. I mean, he's not backing a ceasefire. He's basically saying, we want to see Iran be willing to kind of close up their entire nuclear program, and anything less than that is going to be not sufficient for us, has been his position here.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting because nobody in their right mind wants a nuclear Iran. Like, whether it's Europe or the United States or Canada, I mean, a country that is the largest state sponsor of terror that trademarks the phrase death to America, death to Israel, death to the infidels. I mean, that's a huge thing. But it's really only Israel that takes this kind of action. Is it usually that these leaders, like, I mean, my goodness, even the G7 summit leaders will not be vocal, but behind closed doors be like, well, thank goodness Israel's taking care of this.
Yeah, and we have seen, so there's been kind of a split here. One is that you're absolutely right that all these countries, including, you know, basically everybody in Europe, is essentially saying, we got to deal with Iran one way or another. But the one way or another is kind of the sticking point here, right? Because there's also been a lot of criticism toward Israel for basically moving unilaterally on this, you know, according to sort of like ordinary rules of international engagement. They would need to have had not just, you know, Iran moving toward a nuke while doing all of this hostile posturing, but actually be like imminently preparing to attack them in order to do sort of a preemptive strike like this. And that's the difficulty here is, like, you know, nobody really wants Iran to get to that point where they have not only the will to chant death to Israel, death to America, but also the material ability to like actually plan on carrying those strikes forward. But according to sort of the international rules of engagement when a preemptive strike is necessary, that is sort of the standard there. So that's the kind of messaging difficulty, and it's the reason why a lot of people have wanted to see Iran's nuclear program arrested in some way, but have preferred a diplomatic approach, including, again, like, this has been what President Trump has been moving toward and working toward in recent months. But at the same time, you know, he is very hand in glove with the Netanyahu government and with Israel and all of this. So it's all pretty complex in terms of the different motivations that are involved.
What about just how people feel about the idea that, and I think, as I said right off the top, there is concern, you're hearing it from Republicans too, that we could enter some sort of conflict here where Americans are on the ground. And there's a little bit of pushback at the moment, even from the president's own party. Will that sentiment grow? Will they fall in line if we do go that direction where it looks like we're not just giving arms to Israel to help do this, but we're actually sending manpower over there?
Yeah, and this has been a major fault line in the Republican Party, particularly in the Trump years, because if you remember way back into the 2016 presidential campaign, that was kind of one of Trump's big sort of foreign policy swerves, was basically saying the recent sort of Republican foreign policy consensus on sort of getting involved in these nation-building wars abroad has been a mistake. He went after the Iraq war, and at that time, a lot of people kind of in the party were like, oh, come on, you can't make those kinds of claims and win a Republican presidential primary, but then he did, and that has been part of the kind of realignment of the party, is that now there is this big coalition of people, not the majority of Republicans, I wouldn't say, but a large voting block and a large block of sort of commentators who are more dovish, who say, you know, no more foreign wars, no more getting involved in that stuff abroad, let's keep our eyes on the prize here at home. And what's been weird about this moment is that you also have a situation where, you know, despite this kind of hot conflict, civil war on ideology within the Republican Party, there is also this thing where Republicans really aren't, the one thing they're not allowed to do is really go after Trump. So even as Trump has sort of swerved much more in the sort of hawkish direction just in the last few days on this conflict, it hasn't been so much these guys going after him in particular, and it's more just sort of raised up the temperature of these guys going after each other and sort of arguing about Trump getting bad advice, and, you know, that kind of thing is more what you see. So I don't know. I would be, you know, if it actually led to any kind of like a mass defection from Trump's base of support, it would be the first time. I mean, he has routinely gotten crosswise of different issue groups in his coalition, and ultimately they tend to just say, well, you know, he's still our president, we still trust him, because of how much of a personal lock he has on the messaging apparatus and on all the other elected Republicans and on the base. I mean, the id of the base as well. But that's not to say that there hasn't been a lot of anger from more dovish types over this, because there has been.
Yeah, Andrew, this is, again, kind of me editorializing, so feel free to push back against any of this. But you talk about how the West generally wants a more diplomatic approach. And I would say, okay, that's fine. But the Iranian government is a bad faith actor. There's no diplomatic approach. You can't trust them at their word. So to me, it always feels like the West is kind of the dog and pony show while they let Israel do the dirty work when it comes to like, oh, there's another refinery explosion. So my question is, is Trump's personality making him speak out more in the sense that he kind of wants to be part of the big operation versus maybe another American president would have just gone along with the dog and pony show while Israel did all the work?
Yeah, and there's an argument to be made for that. Certainly there is. And I think I certainly wouldn't go so far as to say, you know, Donald Trump's like the only guy who'd be willing to like stand with Israel during this moment, because this is a long time kind of bone of contention between like the more hawkish side on the Republicans. I mean, this was the whole, like, if you roll the clock back a decade, this was exactly the debate that was taking place around the JCPOA, the Obama era Iran nuclear deal, where Republicans were saying to President Obama at that time, look, you're trying to pursue this diplomatic solution, but come on, like, they're not going to stick to their end of it. And all you're really doing is letting them buy time so that then when they want to violate the deal later, they're that much closer to actually being able to roll out nuclear weapons. And I think, I mean, I've always considered that a strong argument. At the same time, on the other end, there's the argument, okay, what's the alternative, right? And it appears the alternative is this actual war between Israel and Iran. So I do think that, President Trump is not a big norms guy, not a big international institutions guy in general, and that I think makes it easier for him to just kind of throw in with Israel on this side of things and sort of sweep aside those sort of procedural concerns. I think a lot of times that's a net negative, and here mm-hmm. it's a little bit more of a mixed bag in terms of you know, that, I don't know if anybody cares about my personal editorial opinion,
yeah.
but. Yes, I see where you're coming from on this one in particular.
Andrew, we have, I know that by now you have seen, in fact, I've seen you comment on it on Twitter, this interview that Tucker Carlson did with Senator Ted Cruz, and it was pretty adversarial. I don't know that I've seen him do that with a Republican like that. He doesn't typically do it with conservatives. And here's just a quick bit of it so our listeners can get an idea of what I'm talking about.
How many people
about.
Live in Iran, by the way?
I don't know the population.
At all?
No, I don't know the population.
You don't know the population of the country you seek to topple?
How many people live in Iran?
92 million.
Okay. Yeah.
How could you not know that?
I don't sit around memorizing population tables.
Well, it's kind of relevant because you're calling for the overthrow of the government.
Why is it relevant whether it's 90 million or 80 million or 100 million? Why is that relevant?
Because if you don't know anything about the country...
I didn't say I don't know anything about
the country. Okay, what's the ethnic mix of Iran?
They are Persians and predominantly Shia. Okay,
this is kind of how it goes on for a little bit of time, and I saw a lot of people who were just like, "Wow, I couldn't believe that Tucker did that," and kind of agreeing with Tucker Carlson. You had a different take on it.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess the line that he's coming from there. I basically just see this as a gotcha. I mean, you can kind of see in the two lines, and Tucker does this a lot. You can kind of see in the two questions there. He asks the first question about the population, and Cruz doesn't know that figure off the top of his head, and so he sits on that and he dwells on that for a long time. And then he asks the second question, like, what's the ethnic population or ethnic mix of the population of Iran? And he starts to make a better answer, and so Tucker moves on much more quickly from that, because that does not kind of support his argumentative position there of trying to like make this case that Ted Cruz is calling for war in Iran, but he's kind of an airhead. I mean, the reason I reacted kind of more strongly against this, like, I was a campaign reporter for a number of years. I did a lot of, you know, campaign reporting in a lot of different states, got very familiar with a bunch of different races. And I feel like at any time, if you guys had had me on to talk about like a Georgia gubernatorial race, and then you'd like clock me with, by the way, what's the population of Georgia? Oh, wow, you don't know that, huh? I go, oh, that's interesting. How can you really call yourself an expert on anything going on in the state? That was kind of my reaction against that. But on a kind of broader level, like it is a really interesting fight, I think, for the reasons that I was mentioning a minute ago, where it's like Tucker is going to go after Trump a little bit on this, and he is more willing to do that than a lot of people. But the guys he's really going to go after are the other members of the Republican coalition who he sees as favoring this war in Iran, even though, you know, it's not really up to Ted Cruz what our military posture is going to be toward Iran in the coming weeks. It's up to Donald Trump, right? I mean, that's just kind of the way that, you know, arguably badly, war powers have gone in the U.S. in recent years. Congress has less and less of a say in this stuff, and it's just the executive. And if Tucker really, like, has concerns about that, the guy he should have in his crosshairs is Donald Trump right at this moment. But because you know, obviously Trump holds so much sway over the base, even relative to a relatively popular conservative among Republican base like Ted Cruz, he's a little bit better of a fight to pick from kind of a messaging standpoint there.
Andrew Egger, White House correspondent for The Bulwark. We appreciate it. Good to talk to you again, my friend. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Always a pleasure.
Andrew Egger joining us here. You can follow him on Twitter, at EggerDC. When we come back, we are going to check in with AccuWeather because we have a tornado watch. We are in the middle of that for a good part of the afternoon here. So we will talk to Jeff Nordine, our personal AccuWeather meteorologist, next on KMOX.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, the one thing we need is more bad weather, but it looks like we might be getting something here. Chris and Amy, 104.1 FM, KMOX, guest line we go. Jeff Nordine, AccuWeather meteorologist, joins the show. And Jeff, what in the... Man, come on. Come on. We're doing another. We're doing this
to
again.
Say your favorite guy, by the way. You skipped that part.
Oh,
you're well, obviously no, no. What,
but
favorite.
You missed the part at the, you know, before the break where I said our personal AccuWeather meteorologist.
Oh, there you go. All right. I did miss that. So you're forgiven.
Okay. So what's the deal? What are we getting here this afternoon?
Well, it's very, very, very conditional. And I use the word very three times, now four, because here's the deal. There's clouds overhead, a clear slot trying to come in right as we speak. And that could be what allows these storms to fire or allows the storms to completely miss the area and go well into Illinois. Later this evening, with the clear slot that's present across much of southern and central parts of Missouri, that could lead to some more development later this evening. And those could be on the severe side, too, depending on how much energy is left behind these storms that with both of the model runs right now favoring a more, let's call it a central Illinois threat.
So the clear slot, like you're literally talking about the skies not raining right now. The fact that we're not getting storms right now allows something bigger to form?
Right, yeah. Any clearing in the skies allows the sun to poke through, heat up the temperatures, and therefore give some more energy. We have a measurement called CAPE, which is convective available potential energy. And we just say CAPE for short. What that is how much energy is available to a given system. There's a lot of it over central Illinois, and then it is a very, very thin gradient going from east to west. What that means is typically when you see those gradients and you have a clear slot, a line can rapidly form, and that's where you get your severe threat. Because the sky was cloudy maybe in a couple hours ago, and now we're starting to see the clearing, the opportunity is from now pretty much until the early afternoon, so let's say 3 o'clock or so, and then from then on, if nothing forms, the atmosphere can re-destabilize, and we could have something this evening. But if it pops up now, if we're looking in the immediate term and something pops up now, the energy may be gone for later this evening.
Yeah, so I'm just looking at the radar now, the map now. It looks like there's a bunch of junk happening near Springfield and Peoria, that part of the state. But we could have stuff just develop over top of us, right, is what you're saying?
Yeah, and even right now, the latest imagery does pop up something just into Illinois. So it is starting to pop up in that line. And to our north, there's some heavier thunderstorms actually well to the north, kind of west central Illinois. Those are a little bit stronger and did have a severe thunderstorm warning very briefly. But other than that, the tornado watch box, that's the only watches and alerts that are on my screen right now.
You know, Jeff, I think what's scared so many of us last month with the May 16th tornadoes is how they felt like they came out of nowhere. Like, I don't remember talking about tornadoes that day, and it felt like it came out of nowhere. Obviously, today, we see the ingredients for potential bad weather, so we're talking about, the warnings that there could be. Why did it feel like on May 16th that everything happened so quickly?
Because in that case, the, clear skies and basically the atmosphere was ready to go. The convective available potential energy was high. There really wasn't anything to suppress the storms like there is right now where we have the cloud cover and we already have some of this existing rain, which acts to cool the atmosphere. So when you don't have the cooling, the cloud cover, and you have this environment that's ready to go, you'll watch these clouds go from a poof to a big thunderstorm that produces very strong storms in the matter of seconds. I've watched it myself when I used to storm chase. I went out on a clear day. It was beautiful. Blue skies, sunny. It was a little humid. It was sticky, right? You felt that dew point. But then all of a sudden, I looked off to the west where the dry line was, and a dry line, long story short, is where the dew points fall off. You'll be in the 60s and 70s, and the dew point a few miles to the west could drop off to the teens and low 20s. So along a dry line, those storms just went boom. It was like somebody lit a match and they just popped up. And what happens with those, they grow in rapidly. Hail starts to form, rain starts to form, and the rotation, because of where it was intense.
So do any of these cuts to NOAA, does that how much does that make the job of predicting more difficult?
I would imagine it makes it very difficult. So one of the things that has been happening across a lot of Tornado Alley, Nebraska, Kansas, and even Oklahoma, I believe some of those areas have seen a reduction in weather balloon launches. And therefore, we don't get as many, soundings of the atmosphere, and we have to rely on our forecasts, which forecast modeling has improved over the years, and thankfully it has. If it hasn't and we lag back, the lack of staff to run the model and change the parameters a little bit with new conditions, new data, would be harder to make and make them actually show what's going to happen.
All right, Jeff, as we say goodbye, so gross, disgusting, terrible weather this weekend?
I mean, this weekend, no, actually. I mean, it's going to be hot.
It's disgusting.
It's going to be hot. we got upper 90s coming through, and that's going to last into next week.
Disgusting.
But at least it's dry, so you know what?
Yeah.
Hop in the pool.
All right,
yeah,
fine, whatever.
Pool.
I don't
that's
have a
right,
pool.
Jeff. You
yeah,
tell
well, that's
him,
great
Jeff.
For people who have pools.
Find somebody who does have a pool. You'll
right,
be
fine.
That's right. Thanks. You tell him, Jeff.
Thanks for nothing, Jeff.
Okay.
You can't treat our favorite meteorologist
our
like
personal
that.
Meteorologist, AccuWeather meteorologist Jeff Nordine, we appreciate you.
Hey, I appreciate you guys taking me. This is a good chat as always.
Jeff Nordine with us on KMOX. When we come back, voice of the Cardinals, John Rooney, joins the show on 104.1 FM.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Now, the John Rooney Conversation on KMOX. Sponsored by Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance. We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance. And if you're a Missourian, we're for you.
Robert Jr., half swing, slow roller to the shortstop. Wynn gloves it, throws it, gets him for a Redbird winner. White Sox and the Cardinals opened a three-game series tonight. The Cardinals won this one going away 12-2.
Well, there it is. Cardinals did exactly what they need to do against a team that's not particularly good again this year, though not as bad as last year. White Sox lost. Cardinals win. First of that series in Chicago. And we will have game two tonight. 5:45 pregame with Matt Pauley and a 6:40 first pitch from Rate Field. Time to talk to the voice of the Cardinals, John Rooney, who joins us on 104.1 FM KMOX. Good morning, John.
Good morning. How's everything in St. Louis today?
We're doing okay, hoping the tornado watch doesn't become a tornado warning. But we are.
We got a lot of rain up here, too.
Yeah, and I think a lot more is coming your direction. But what's it like to be at your old ballpark again?
Well, I did a few games there over the years, over 18 years. But I'm sitting next door now. It's a good view, and nice to see some people coming back to the south side of Chicago. And Roger Bossard came up in the seventh inning last night. He's the head groundskeeper. And it was funny. I looked at him and I said, I knew when that bunt by Pedro Páez went up the third baseline, even though it was spinning foul, it wasn't going foul because of the way that third baseline's manicured.
Yeah, you know.
He said, yeah, you remember that, huh? Well, that's the way it was, as always has been on the south side of Chicago. You need a Mack truck to drive a bunt foul.
The amount of John, the amount of conversations. I know you talk to him a lot too, but you wouldn't believe it, but I think one of the more interesting people that I ever talked to, and I would talk to him regularly, you know, do interviews with him. It's wild how fascinating being a groundskeeper can actually be.
Well, I mean, he went to college for it, and yeah. It's in his family. His dad was a great guy, and I got to know him at the old ballpark when I first came to the White Sox. But Roger is as interesting a person. I mean, he has done soccer fields in Saudi Arabia.
Yes.
Wow.
And he has put in all these drainage systems in Major League ballparks.
Bush
and
Stadium, didn't he build this one here?
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
He did that with Billy Finley, and then Billy Finley finally came up with the right grass combination where outfielders weren't slipping so much, because what they have up here is completely different than the weather down there in St. Louis. So, it's quite interesting if you sit and talk to Roger and, the people he has known over the years he's dealt with, and just the family history. But I knew when that bunt went up the third baseline, I looked at Ricky saying, that's not going foul.
Nope. It's angled back toward the infield.
That kind of turned the game at that point.
And not to belabor the point, John, but I hadn't really thought of that, how just, an intimate familiarity with a ballpark could, I guess, not that it changes how you call the game, but there's got to be a comfort level with it. You know the ballpark so well.
Well, that's just one instance that, one of those things that you put in the back pocket and you just know that kind of thing can affect a game. And I'd like to see Victor Scott take advantage of those manicured foul lines in the next 2 days, because he can bunt very well. There's several guys who bunt well. Nolan Gorman getting the bunt single up in Milwaukee on Sunday to help set up a possible Cardinal comeback in that game. Very few times do you see the bunt anymore, but when it is executed, it becomes a major part of the game. Just like stealing home last night by Wilson Contreras, you don't see that often either.
Yeah, that's a really rare play in baseball these days. Last night, Brendan Donovan had a pretty good night, going 4-for-5 for them from the leadoff spot, and he's been getting that opportunity, or will get that opportunity. How much do you think we're going to see him there for the remainder of the season? Is it just we'll see how things go? If he continues to perform like this, is that just how it's going to be for the rest of the year?
Oh, I can't look that far ahead the rest of the season, because you didn't anticipate Lars Nootbaar going into this kind of slump, even though he swung the bat really well last night. I think we see signs of Lars starting to click, and when he took that walk on close pitches the first time up, he was able to score a run. I think that's a big confidence booster for him. But being out of the leadoff role where he can work those things out, he was hitting seventh in the lineup last night. Donovan was 4-for-5 in the leadoff role. Mason Wynn, you might see him in the leadoff role against some left-handed pitching. I just think it's an evolving thing that we'll go through the rest of the way.
John Rooney is with us on KMOX. And on the pitching side, John, Matthew Liberatore, a quality start. And I know there's been a decent amount of concern with him. He had the fatigue a couple of weeks ago, and it just didn't look quite right. There was a mechanics problem with him. That's what we've heard. So the results were there last night, but just watching him pitch, how do you feel like he did?
Well, the velocity stayed consistent. He was at 95, 96, and then 93, 94. He stayed in that low 90s to the mid-90s when he needed it. He'd pop a really good fastball at 95. And then his breaking pitches really looked effective. They were nice and sharp. And he wasn't missing by much when he was working a little deeper in counts. I thought he had a really good start, and that's a big confidence builder for him after getting off to a wonderful start to the season. He hit a snag, but it's a matter of evolving, as I said, like that leadoff role evolving with pitching. You have to make adjustments. You have to work through things, and it's too long a season. It starts in the middle of February, and hopefully your season ends at the end of October. But going February through September for your regular season and trying to get into October, you're going to hit all kinds of bumps along the way. But Matthew Liberatore is in good condition, and he is rested up and was very strong last night. I thought he could have gone seven, but there wasn't a need for that. Riley O'Brien really looked good in his two innings, and then they were able to finish up with Granillo throwing well. And Granillo's an interesting arm. I was happy to see him and get him into that situation in a game where the Cardinals led by 10 runs. And they led by 10 because Victor Scott hit a home run off Vinny Capra, a position player, who came in the ninth inning. These are games that the Cardinals feel like they need to win, and most teams do when they come up against a club that is rebuilding like the White Sox. But last night, don't let this get lost. The Cardinals beat a pretty good arm in Shane Smith. They've been touting Smith as perhaps an all-star selection, and he has pitched that well. His defense let him down, but the Cardinals jumped on him, and they were able to score, five or six runs, only one of them unearned because of an error by Vargas, their third baseman. But don't let that get lost. That's a pretty good arm last night that Milwaukee gave up on. And in a Rule 5 pick, the White Sox got very fortunate to bring him in, and he has looked really, really good. But the Cardinals got him last night.
Speaking of Milwaukee, Sonny Gray's last start was against them, and he gave up six runs in that. But prior to that, a run of four straight games where he had given the Cardinals a quality start. What have you seen lately out of Sonny Gray?
Well, I think Sonny Gray, if he has the rotation on his sweeper and he can spot his fastball, he was really good in a couple of starts. That Texas start was wonderful for Sonny Gray. And then he hit a snag against the Milwaukee Brewers. But last year, he had a terrific game against the White Sox. That's the only game the Cardinals won out of three against the White Sox. And you have to be careful. You don't want to let teams like that slip up on you and hang around and stay in the game. And the offense was able to take care of that last night. And I hope they do that for Sonny tonight, because I expect another good performance from him. He hit a snag against a lineup that put the ball in play. They were able to get enough runs, and that's a game that Milwaukee won 6-0. But I'll look for Sonny to have a nice bounce-back performance tonight.
Yep, Sonny Gray does get the start. Burke is going for the White Sox, as we mentioned, 5:45 pregame and a 6:40 first pitch. So, John, just taking a look at the standings, and we talked to Ollie Marmol about this yesterday, about how some players, some coaches are in tune with where they are in the division at this part of the year. Right now, they're seven games back, and they're tied with the Reds. And Ollie also saying some guys don't really like to pay attention. Some just want to go and do their jobs, head down, and move forward, and whatever happens, happens. In your experience, is it helpful or unhelpful for players or coaches to be aware of where they are in the division?
I don't know. You'd have to ask them. For me, I don't care about the standings right now. I don't care about them at all. I care about how the team is playing and working to get as many games above 500 as you possibly can. If you do that, you're going to put yourself in contention, not only for the wild card. I think on MLB, Cardinals try to stay in the wild card mix. The players aren't thinking about a wild card. They're thinking about trying to win enough to be competitive to win the division. And then if they don't, then get in as a wild card and take it from there. But I really don't care about the standings at this point. You don't want to get too far behind, but that means that you're probably 500 or falling below 500 if you do. But at this point of the year, I get concerned about the standings when we get toward the end of July. Then I'll start really taking a look at that to see where you have to make a run to either go for the division or go for a wild card. But until then, go out there, win as many as you can, and get as far above 500 as you can, and then you'll be in pretty good shape come September.
Cardinals, by the way, are just a game and a half out of a wild card, if you are paying attention to the standings. So that means the Reds and Cardinals are both a game and a half behind where the Padres are. Brewers are a half game in front of the Cardinals.
Yeah.
If you check out the wild card standings, and I was taking a look at them because I figured Chris, who always asks about standings,
yep.
And he knows I don't care about them.
Yeah.
But I looked at that. You're looking at six, seven, eight teams that are in a position. I think it's seven teams for the last two spots in the wild card in the American League. And it's pretty close to that in the National League. You don't know how things are going to shake out between the Dodgers, the Giants, and the Padres, or Arizona. Arizona's still in the mix over in the West. And what's going to happen in the East between the Mets and the Phillies? Right now, the Mets have a lead in the standings there by a couple of games. But you don't know how that's going to shake out. And it will really be defined once we get on into late July and early August. And I remember when the Cardinals made their run in 2011. Mm-hmm. They were way down after losing to the Dodgers a series at Busch Stadium, but made a heck of a run. What were they, 9.5, 10 games out? But they made a huge charge the next 2 months to put themselves in position. And on the very last day, got a great game from Chris Carpenter and got a little help from the Philadelphia Phillies, a team they beat in the playoffs, to get into the postseason. So it can be that razor thin, and that's why I don't look at the standings all that much right now. But it all takes shape when you get well past the All-Star break, and that's when the fun starts for me, especially if your team is well enough above 500 where you're in the mix.
Yeah, it's a good reminder, John, because I know I definitely will look at the standings. I get intimidated when the Cardinals, like, right, you say, oh, seven games back. You don't want to fall too far behind. But it is a good reminder that in baseball, there are just so many games, so much is going on that it's not football, you know, it's not hockey. Things really can change, and you don't know until later in the season.
But what you have to do is when you are head-to-head in your division, you need to win those games. That's the idea. And right now the Cardinals are 3-4 against Milwaukee. They split 4 in Cincinnati, and they've been able to do okay against the Pittsburgh Pirates at a time where the Cardinals were playing a lot of close games, and they played the Pirates very early in the season, then played them at home. But you have to win those, and we see Cincinnati coming up this weekend, and then the Cubs. Those are division games. Those are games you want to win those series. And that's going to take shape, because you're going to need help from somebody else because of the way this schedule goes, where you're playing everybody in baseball, where you're playing the Athletics, where you're playing the Detroit Tigers and Toronto and everyone. You're going to need a little help from somebody down the road if you don't take care of your business within the division.
No question about it. By next Friday, we're going to know a lot about where the Cardinals are, especially getting closer to the trade deadline. Reds and Cubs, 7 games total against them. This will be a very important week. But first things first, tonight, pregame show, 5:45. First pitch, 6:40 from Raitt Field. Cardinals and White Sox, it'll be here on KMOX. And you'll get to hear this man, John Rooney, who we appreciate talking to every Wednesday. Thank you, John.
All right, Chris, Amy, we'll see how we all rate at Raitt Field tonight.
Oh, boy.
It's still Comiskey to me.
It's guaranteed to be great.
Without the guarantee.
Without the
guarantee.
There
are no guarantees anymore.
That's right.
There's no guarantee. The White Sox, there's no guarantee anymore.
Oh, my God.
That's great.
Hey, pass that along to their marketing department.
Oh, I'm sure they'll love that.
Yeah. Thanks, John.
All right, we'll see you. Bye.
John Rooney with us, and there's no guarantee anymore with the White Sox.
That's really good.
Not bad. Was that you or John?
I think that was John.
It was John.
John said there's no guarantees.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. Great idea.
Wow. I like it.
Chris and Amy, 104.1 FM, KMOX. 100 Acts of Kindness in conjunction with Jerry Kelly, Heating and Cooling
and Electrical.
We are doing that for the remainder of the year because we decided to...
be nice.
Promote kind acts.
Yeah.
And we want, be nice. Speaking of that, I saw Julie Tristan about a half hour ago, and she had heard about our thing that we did, comparing her to me.
Well, just we wanted to show you what a nice person sounds like.
Right. In comparison to me, who's not particularly nice.
Yeah.
I am, though, but really. Anyway, she said, you can use anything you want from my show. Like, okay.
No. Yeah. Oh, hello. I'm Susan Boyle.
She loved it, which is not the response I wanted. I wanted her to be angry.
No,
at any
she's
rate,
nice. She is not you. That's the whole point.
She's probably seething, just pretending to be nice. So community shout outs, yeah. We are asking for you to shout out to us so that we can tell everybody. If you've got somebody in your life, a person or a family member or a friend, somebody in the community who is doing something for the community, something nice, and you think they should be recognized for it, let us know who that person is. Yesterday we had a couple. One of them was about a jeweler, a couple of people who work with a jewelry store, mm-hmm. who are doing a lot of things in the community in Webster Groves. And so we want you to do the same thing for us. If it's just a person down the block who you know is doing a lot for elderly neighbors or whoever it is, let us know. 314-436-7900. Send us a text message or on the Odyssey app. You can leave us a voice message. We want to hear your community shout out.
We do. And it could be something little like this. The woman working where you pay your tickets at the Clayton Courts was super helpful. And she was talking about different scams. And she went out of her way to tell me about different things that are going on with scams and the way people can steal your credit card information, and just went above and beyond. You can shout someone out if they go above and beyond. And that's what she did.
That's right. You can do that. So you know how to. 314-436-7900. Text in or Odyssey app. Leave us a voice message. And
keep listening.
Yes, because we are, before the show is over, going to give away tickets for the Outlaw Festival happening at Hollywood Casino Amphitheater on June 28th. Willie Nelson, Bob Dylan, and Nathaniel Ratliff. Great show. Is it Ratliff?
That's what they said on the commercial.
Well, whatever it is. Great. Nathaniel.
He's going to be there.
He's going to be there with Willie Nelson and Bob Dylan.
And we've only given away 32 sets of these, so you better. Only a couple left.
So only, how many people? So 64 people have benefited so far from us giving away these tickets?
Around that. At any rate, you're running out of time.
Is this an act of kindness? I don't know if it is.
Keep listening. Most of you are going to lose.
We will tell you when it's time to. St. Louis Symphony Orchestra, Fabulous Fox are both teaming up for Tornado Relief. A benefit concert is happening on June 29th in the afternoon. And we're going to talk to Kevin McBeth, the In Unison Chorus Director. Kevin is next on 104.1 FM KMOX.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.